Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's now official.
The core values of this nation, our standing in the world, our very democracy, everything that has made America, America is at stake.
All right, there's Joe Biden announcing about 2 hours ago that, yes, he is running for president. Let's see if we can get some reaction to that video. Stephen Portnoy is live from Washington. What are you hearing so far, Stephen?
Well, you know, it's interesting because there are people who are saying that this is a very inspirational video, that the former vice president, by citing the Declaration of Independence and pointing to the president's response to Charlottesville, is making a cross-generational, multiracial appeal to the American ideal. He's not talking about policy. He's not talking about some of the things that other Democrats are talking about, income inequality and health care and gun control and other issues where you could spark a debate. That said, the Justice Democrats, the people who helped elect Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, say that they will openly oppose Joe Biden's candidacy, which is very interesting for a Democratic primary process to have activists come out and say that they are openly advocating against any one of the candidates. They say that Biden is too much of a centrist. The president reacts this morning. He sarcastically is welcoming Joe Biden to the race. In an interview with CBS last year, he said he has dreams of running against Joe Biden. This morning he tweets, quote, "I only hope you have the intelligence, long in doubt, to wage a successful primary campaign." He says that the other Democrats he's running against truly have some very sick and demented ideas. And we should note the president's already adopted a nickname for Joe Biden. He calls him Sleepy Joe.
So it's a pretty big field in the primary derby. Right now, are Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden your early betting favorites?
You know, I don't like to predict, Steve, so I'm not going to say, because remember, at this point, 4 years ago, Jeb Bush was leading in the polls. You've heard, and you'll hear it again, that Joe Biden's finally getting in the race. Donald Trump didn't climb down from the escalator until June of 2015. It's only April.
As Stephen Portnoy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.